Welcome back to the Afternoon Gems. We're inside the Drive at Five. We're live with scholars today, in the studio. She is a boss, one of the bosses. She's making a big difference with the kids at Muskegon Heights, a public school academy system. Got that master's degree in education, administration. We are welcome Shalonda Ellis to the show. We call her Lala.
No, we don't. Call her Lala. We call her Miss Ellis.
Oh, we got Miss Ellis.
She really I don't see you going off. Wait a minute. Let me wait. I'm the only one.
So what do we call? We'll call you Miss Ellis, right?
Yeah, that's what she told me. She went off on me. She told me she'd body slam me and everything.
Absolutely. What do you do at Muskegon Heights?
I do a lot. But most importantly, I am their college advisor, registrar, student liaison. I work on scheduling, make sure they're on track for graduation. And I support those kids 100%.
That's good.
That's what I'm there for.
How's the year been so far, starting this year off?
It's actually been going pretty good. It feels different atmosphere, but that's for the better. So we're just looking for better and most definitely lots of improvement.
Okay, that's good. Well, they got you there. It's jumping. Tomorrow is a significant day for the kids. They're gearing up to go to Lansing to be part of a program in which the governor's participating in, and it's an opportunity for them to get college information and resource information. Are you going with the kids?
I sure am.
Okay. And who all are going?
Myself, the gear up coordinator from Ferris State, which is the program that they are part of. The Ferris State charter bus is actually picking them up.
Okay.
So we will be heading to Lansing at 8:15 sharp.
Okay. Are the kids, are they excited?
They are. I spoke with them today and they were really, really excited about going.
And what are your expectations and what are some of the kids' expectations?
My expectation is that they get something out of it. The fact that they are able to see the governor in person and know who she is. Expecting them to actually be able to get exposed to more culture, because it's not going to just be them there. It's going to be students from all around the state.
Oh, wow. How did Muskegon Heights get selected? That was because of you, right? Using your juice. I know. Come on.
I'm not going to take credit for everything, but it is their program that's actually allowing them to do it. So Hikes, Baldwin, Muskegon are a few of the schools from around our area that will be participating with this outside of the other schools in the state.
So it's an alumni gear up student panel going on, a resource fair, on-site admission opportunity. Hope they're waiving them application fees tomorrow. That'll be good, right?
Absolutely. I love to see it.
So did they already have homecoming?
They did.
When was that?
That was last weekend.
Oh, wow. So how was that? How was it?
It went well. We took a loss, but you got to learn to lose in order to win.
Hey, I know about them L's. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still taking L's.
I'm telling you. And still learning how to win. Any other information you want to share with us about tomorrow or anything coming up at the school you want to talk about?
Not necessarily. We do have some things in store for them. Just, you know, doing a lot of networking and stuff like that. But most importantly, to the parents, yes, your senior will be going to Lansing tomorrow morning. For the senior gear up kickoff. We are so excited for this opportunity for our students and looking to, you know, bring them back with different attitudes.
It'll happen. Traveling does that, you know?
It does.
You get outside this, you know. Rob, what has it done for you? Because we took your first international trip together to Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
Some other traveling together. What has traveling done for you?
I mean, it opened your eyes up to a lot of great things and great people, and teaches you how to communicate with people, you know, with gestures and things like that. You have the nonverbal communication because you don't always understand the language. So It's a great thing.
What about you, Miss
Miss Ellis?
You know, traveling is actually therapy for me, especially when driving. It does something. Mm-hmm. It really does. But I love to travel.
So yeah. Right, so big ups tomorrow to kids. And speaking of traveling, Delta Airlines is hiring. I got to put that plug out there. They hiring for flight attendants, pilots, baggage, whatever, customer service. They're open for business. And
really? Do baggage people get free?
I think I saw $21 an hour.
I don't care about that, but do they get free travel? Yeah,
they get benefits. If you work for Delta, you get benefits.
Well, where can you apply?
I think it's delta.com or
careers.delta.com. Let's get this going. I gotta go apply.
For baggage claim, right?
Baggage.
I know somebody who works for the county.
Seriously.
And worked for the airline part time. Those are good gigs to have.
Yeah.
And I do it.
You even said that you know airline stewardess that are judges, lawyers, doctors.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. And today we start working that job. Because you get a lot. You after about 5 to 10 years, you're making 6 figures. If you're not making 6 figures for the big 5 airline, that means you're lazy after 5, 6 years. At the 10, I give it 10. That's when they top out. So everybody I know that are flight attendants been there 10 years, they're making 6 figures. Now, so, depends on where they stay. That might not be a lot of money. But if you're in the Midwest, you stay.
You're good. You're good if you're in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And Delta got a hub in Detroit, right?
Got a hub in Detroit. You don't have to stay in Detroit. You can just fly there for work.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Go to Detroit.
No, you have. She's happy. She's changing lives.
Lala look like you said 6 figures. Hold on. All I gotta do is say coffee or tea, water.
Now, they can be kind of needy up in business class. I can tell you that. They make them people work.
Well, I wouldn't know that. I always sit by the engine.
Yeah, you've been there. But, Lala, thank you so much. Anything you want to share? Any announcement you want to make? Any hashtags you want to throw out there? Or before we go. We live on radio. Nothing.
Miss L is getting married, y'all. I want to put it out there. She told us that before she got on air. I don't care what Miss L is saying. She getting married.
To a rich, 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 filthy rich.
Lord have mercy. I love to see that too.
And that's why. That's why you see that smile on her face.
Yeah, that's why she's so happy. Get up tomorrow morning.
Ellis, I ain't seen her smile like this in so long.
Because usually she be coming in here looking all down and out.
Angry and upset at the world. Ready to fight.
She coming here all tiptoeing in.
Very light.
Like she walking on air.
Ain't nothing you can say to me, Big Rod. I am so over you. Ain't nothing you can say. All right. Going back to more music. We're just having fun, family. Going back to more music.
I will shout out to our new superintendent, Mrs. Lakeisha Laudermill. She's doing an amazing job for the district right now.
There you go, family.
And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Drive it 5.